Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley.
We're back at 7 till. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our good friend Steve Forbes, our guest this half hour, celebrating 10 years as his member in his membership in our Brain Trust. He, as you know, the chairman and chief editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the magazine, Forbes.com, et cetera, et cetera. He's the author of many books, including the new one, Freedom Manifesto. Folks, please find this book. Please buy this book. You're going to like it. In fact, let me tell you what you're going to want to do. Let me just give you a little hint. Buy two, because you're going to want to give one away. You're going to think of somebody. You're going to want to, and you're not going to want them to have yours. You're going to want to keep yours. Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. Steve Forbes and Elizabeth Ames. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Steve,
it's a great honor. You are the symbol of small business America, with the backbone of the economy, which Washington seems determined to break.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that, Steve. Steve, in an article I wrote and recently and posted on your website on Forbes.com, I concluded this passage. Freedom is a state of mind anyone can assume, but liberty is a contract that we give each other. Freedom, you know, Americans are free, but what makes us powerful, what makes entrepreneurship possible, what makes America exceptional is the fact that we have taken liberty and taken freedom and produced liberty. And liberty is what's in jeopardy right now. What do you think?
Yes, and government wants to break the idea that you can take control of your own life and make you dependent and not let you learn and not let you engage in self-improvement and discover things that you yourself never knew was there,
mm-hmm.
and learn to make yourself a stronger individual. And the strong individual, the strong sense of responsibility, that's what government ends up crushing.
And
it's not the worst in people.
I think we need to focus more on, not that government is encroaching on our freedom, but it's encroaching on our liberty. I think we should differentiate more between freedom and liberties. And if you do that, I think you'll see more about how government is encroaching on us. But what are the solutions? What should we be looking at? What should we be doing right now to get us back to the principles that we were founded on?
Well, most immediately, get candidates in who have some understanding of this, starting with Romney and Ryan. But in terms of specifics, we know what they are: a sound and stable dollar. You have 60 minutes in an hour. We don't change that each day. Hmm. The government violates the value of the dollar. It upends contracts, upends the economy. Stop the binge spending, which takes resources from the people. Simplify the tax code drastically. Get rid of Obamacare and have a health care system where true entrepreneurship and sensible safety nets, like we do with food, have great abundance instead of scarcity. And that's the bottom line. The entrepreneurs, free markets, turn scarcity into abundance, and government creates scarcity and distrust and less empowerment for individuals.
Well, it's a shame to me. One of the things that I think is really a bankrupt approach, and I just have to say this, any politician, especially a president, that thinks part of his message is to create some kind of a rift between one segment of our society and another one, that's a bankrupt strategy, isn't it?
It's more than a bankrupt strategy. It also just undermines the basic spirit and the uniqueness, the exceptionalism that made this country what it is.
Well, I like what somebody said this week on the Republican convention, and I forgot who it was who first said it. Maybe it was Reagan. That that you're not supposed to look at a fat man standing next to a skinny man and think he got fat because he took the food away from the skinny man. That's not what we do here in America, is it?
No, Lincoln said, "You don't make a poor man rich by making the rich man poor."
Right, I like that, Steve. Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
I'm optimistic. I think the American people know what we're doing is profoundly wrong. I think people know we can get our country back on track and get America moving again. People believe in freedom. They don't believe in big government. And I think we're going to get a resounding affirmation of that in 60 days.
Do you think that this is the election of your lifetime, of my lifetime?
Yes. The biggest one in, previously was 1980. And given the stakes now, it's even higher today.
Yeah.
And I think the American people sense, too, this is a make-or-break one.
Yeah. The book is called Freedom Manifesto, brand spanking new, folks, by Steve Forbes and Elizabeth Ames, where why free markets are moral, big government isn't. That's freedommanifesto.us, by the way, is the website. Steve, come back again real soon. Thanks again for being here.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you. Keep
see
the faith.
You next time. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.